Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
All right, first time you masturbated, go.
Really?
Right. Yes.
9 years old.
Wow.
9 years old.
Well, every time anyone's asked me that question, and I tell them 9 years old, they're always like, what? 9 years old? No way. Get out. I guess that's kind of early, but I guess I just discovered pornography early. My dad's stash, you know, every guy goes through that. So,
did your dad's stash feature a lot of pictures of dudes masturbating?
No.
Because I don't even think...
You know, that's a good point. I didn't even mention that. The first time I masturbated, it was after I had a conversation with my mom. Oh, Christ.
Okay. So your mom told you how to masturbate.
No. She used to be a cop. She worked, you know, in a jail. And she was telling me this story about a guy who was masturbating.
Right.
And it was like a bad memory of hers. She would walk by the cell and he would just stare at her and masturbate.
Did he jerk off in his hand and throw it at her like a monkey?
I hope not. Ugh. But no, I was thinking, what is masturbating? When she was describing the guy, she was doing the hand motion. And I'm like, okay, play with your dick. All right. And that night, I had the time of my life. I was a lot more experimental before that, I have to tell you. Before masturbating,
you were more experimental at 9 years old than just masturbating?
Well, got it. 6 years old.
Okay.
Maybe earlier than that. Maybe I was really young. I was the only guy in the neighborhood. It was all girls, and I had a playhouse out in the backyard, and for some fucked up reason, they all came over, and we were playing, and I just decided to take a shit in the playhouse to impress them.
Okay. You
and did. on top of that, after that, my mom caught me peeing in the closet when one of the neighbor girls came over.
Was this also to impress the girl?
Of course. Yeah.
Did these girls give you some kind of indication that they are impressed by people defecating and pissing?
There was no impression.
In the wrong place?
I didn't even know these stories existed until I was older and my mom reminded me. I had completely forgotten.
So you don't actually remember what was going through your head?
I have no idea.
So you don't know if, like, when you took a shit in the playhouse, if the point was, like, to show off the size of your log or just to show off that you're a badass and you do what you want or...
That might have been it.
Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Actually, I do. Hold on one moment.
Yeah, it's a clear example of, you know, a kid with absolutely no social skills.
You're a rebel.
But I was a rebel early on, I guess. But yeah, that one fateful night when I discovered masturbation, it was glorious. And after that, I was a wreck.
Well, you were 9?
Yeah, 9
years old. Were you even able to ejaculate at 9 years old?
At that point, it came in stages as I grew up because I
masturbated. Your ejaculation came in stages?
Yeah. Well, I'll describe it as this.
Okay.
At age 9, nothing came out.
Right.
And then a few years later, it was just, it was like a clear liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years later, it was white.
Right.
So, yeah, in stages.
What color is it now?
Bright white, glowing.
Oh.
You should see it.
A couple of years from now, it'll just be dust.
Yeah.
It'll be like squeezing a bottle of baby powder.
I got quite a few years on me before it's dust.
Ah.
I'll tell you what. I will never need the Viagra. I'm a sex hound.
That sounds good.
And for all you ladies listening, I am fantastic in bed.
He's also taken, ladies. Sorry. Sorry to cock block you on the internet.
Damn you!
So,
no, it's okay.
Okay, so you started masturbating at age 9.
Yeah.
And you started shitting to impress girls at age 6.
Yeah.
And you discovered porn at age 6 or at age 9?
I discovered porn at age 9, or age 8. It couldn't have been long before.
Do you remember for sure, or approximately at least, when you actually became seriously interested in the opposite sex? Like, when you started seeing porno mags, were you just like, well, I guess this is what people do? Or were you like, fuck, yeah, boobies?
It was never boobies.
Well, whatever.
But I was interested in the opposite sex at probably age 6.
Really?
Yeah, well, being the only guy in the neighborhood, we'd play a lot of hide and seek, and every time it was me and some girl, you know, hiding out somewhere, they'd give me a little peck on the cheek, and I was like, ooh, nice. I like girls.
See, I was not interested at all.
Yeah, what's your story?
I wasn't interested at all whatsoever until I hit puberty. In fact, my parents told me what sex was when I was a kid, and I remember telling them, ew, gross, I am never going to do that.
I never had the gross stage.
I thought that was the grossest thing I'd ever heard. Why would I want to stick my piss hose in some girl's piss box?
Well, was it as sudden as that? Like sex right away? You were never attracted, you know, to maybe for no reason at all? Like, oh, you're kind of cute. I want to kiss you.
I remember once in elementary school, I told some people that I had a girlfriend. But it wasn't because I wanted a girlfriend. It was because I have a theory. I think, because I know a lot of dudes that will claim that they were into girls when they were little kids. Like, man, I was chasing tail when I was 5. Well,
that'd be me.
I have a theory that up until you hit puberty, if you're chasing after girls and stuff, it's all social thing. It's all learned behavior. Like somebody told you somewhere along the line, either directly or indirectly, that you're supposed to be into girls. You know, guys go after girls, girls go after guys, people couple up, you know, your mom and dad are a guy and a girl and a couple.
I think it would have really helped if I had some guy friends in the neighborhood, because I had no guidelines. Pee in the closet, sure, why not? Take a shit in the clubhouse.
Well, yeah, maybe you could have used some advice, but I really think that it's a learned behavior up to that point. Nobody, for some reason, I never picked up on it. Wow. And so until I hit puberty, I was just not interested. I was like, I had no problem with girls, but I was just completely disinterested in sex. The whole thing sounded gross to me.
Did you ever experiment up until the point before?
Experiment meaning what?
With masturbation?
Like, no. I remember the first time I ever masturbated, and it was late at night. I think I was in sixth grade, so I was probably like 11 or 12. I can't remember exactly, but I was in sixth grade. It was late at night. It was on a weekend, I think, and I had just recently gotten some silk boxer shorts. My cousins at Christmas time got silk boxer shorts for some reason, and I was jealous. And I decided I wanted a pair. So I got a pair, and they had these, like, tropical fish all over them. And I was laying on the couch in the living room. I was the only one up. I was watching USA Up All Night, and they were showing some kind of, like, I don't know, college movie or something, and there were hot chicks in this movie.
Yeah.
And I got a boner, and I wasn't even paying attention to what I was doing. And the next thing I knew, that silk felt pretty nice. And I think you can pretty much figure out where it went from there.
I got it.
But I figured that out all on my own. Like, and no, there was no real experimentation. I just kind of did it.
This is a little off topic, but did you ever go through that stage where boxers were cool, but you were wearing briefs?
Yes.
Because I was
briefly.
Still wearing like Superman underwear and stuff.
Some of my friends,
yeah, they had, dude, I wear boxers. You're still wearing briefs?
I think I stopped wearing briefs in like eighth grade. Because I'd be in gym class, and with each passing year in the locker room, I noticed less and less dudes were wearing briefs.
Briefs.
And I started to get kind of embarrassed. So I was like, you know what? I'm switching to boxers, and I haven't gone back since.
Yeah. Well, I, however, have had many experiments.
Okay.
I don't know if I should tell you. I don't think anyone will care to know me after this.
It can't be that much worse than shitting in the playhouse.
Ooh, that's true. But I, you know, you grow up with some kids and you have sleepovers.
Uh-huh.
Well, I remember my first time.
This isn't a dude-on-dude story, is it?
No, but it was, you know, my best friend. He was the neighbor. I spent the night at his house.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to bed. I had my own room.
Oh, okay.
His parents were going through a divorce, so his dad lived there. And he brought a woman home, and they were giggling. They went through the hall, went to the bedroom, and I could hear everything.
Oh, I see.
They were having sex. And at this point, I had already masturbated.
That night, or you just mean in general? You had already started.
In general.
Oh.
So I figured, now's a good time. Why not? And I never asked myself why not. I just did it.
Right.
There was never like, why not? Okay. It was just, I'm going to do this because it feels good. It's okay. Not wrong. So I jerked it. And then like a month later, he had some females over and it was supervised.
Your friend had some females over? Not your friend's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're all sleeping. And I got to tell you, I was a horny little boy.
I guess.
Man.
How old were you at this point?
Probably 11.
Okay.
I might have still been 10.
Jeez.
Man, after discovering masturbation, I was just a wreck. I strip naked. I walk out into the living room where everybody's sleeping. And I just start masturbating.
Were you standing up? Did you find a nice, cozy, easy chair to sit down in?
I was standing up.
Nice.
But yeah, how fucked up is that?
That's pretty fucked up. I have a story that's worse than your story where you were masturbating in the room alone listening to your friend's dad, but
yeah.
I don't know if it's worse than that last story.
What is it?
It's kind of embarrassing. I hope my mom doesn't ever listen to this. One time, my mom and my sister and I... Yep. We went to Florida. We went to Florida to go to like Disney World and MGM Studios and all that stuff. And we rented a van and it was late at night. We were driving. We were on the road on the highway. And I don't remember, this must have been junior high or something, but I was right there in the middle of my hornball stage and just kind of couldn't help myself. And my mom was in the front seat.
Was this during the day?
No, it was at night.
It was at night.
It was
dark.
It was
at night. You're driving.
My mom's in the front seat
driving.
My sister was in, there were two big bench seats. And
I think most vans have, like the middle seat and the back seat.
Yeah. And I can't remember if I was in the middle seat or the back seat.
I was hoping.
But.
The front seat.
Whichever one I was in, I had a blanket. And I was covered up with the blanket. And I got a boner. Nice boner going. Cultivated
it.
Don't remember. Just, probably thinking about somebody from school or something.
Okay. And then you just
did
the deed.
Yeah, right. As quietly and as with as little visible motion as possible. Right. I think my sister was in the back bench sleeping and my mom was driving. So I'm right in the middle and I'm just jerking it. Just going to town.
Did you climax?
Of course I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. How'd you dispose of it?
I don't recall.
The blanket.
I do remember, this is kind of gross. When I first started, not this time, but when I first started doing it, I would use my blanket.
Yeah.
And I think when I first started doing it, there was very little cleanup necessary.
About to ask that, yeah.
So it wasn't a big deal, but still, it's kind of gross. I don't recall what I did. We had luggage with us. Maybe I grabbed a sock or something out of my luggage. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I was the little boy that always had to find something new always to masturbate with. I had a waterbed when I was a kid, and I would use the waterbed, like I would masturbate and rub up against the waterbed, and I would find things in my room. I took a shower, and get this, there was this shampoo bottle, VO5, and it was just the right size, and I thought, yeah, this is a good idea. So I fucked the shampoo bottle, and it burnt like crazy. I was fucking soap. What was I thinking?
I can't say I've ever fucked a shampoo bottle.
Yeah, over the years, I'd move on. I'd leave my room and go into the living room.
I would venture out. In search of new sexploits.
The couch. Oh, man. I'd go into the kitchen. I'd sit on the counter and masturbate.
Climb in the fridge.
Holy shit. I took a fucking vacation with another friend, and they had an RV. And we went to a campsite, and everybody's sleeping, but we're still kind of in the same room. And I did it again. Oh, everybody was sleeping. And I looked around. And everybody's, it's all good, baby. Oh. And I did my thing. But at that age, nothing was coming out. So I didn't have to worry about, the disposal process. Later in life, though, that became a big problem. Especially going to friends' houses. Oh, man.
Oh, what would you do then? What was your solution?
I was thinking about my friend's mom.
Well, that's not really what I meant. I meant, what was your solution to the problem of, you just said it was a big problem.
The masturbation process?
No, not, you just said it was a big problem, the disposal.
Oh, later in life, yes.
So what would you do?
I would just leave it in my pants, let it dry and wash it.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
That's comfortable. One time, this is another thing that I hope my mom doesn't ever hear about. I was home alone, and I don't remember what gave me the idea. But I went to the refrigerator. And I think it was in the refrigerator because I remember it being cold.
Yeah. Cold.
I got a
wrong direction.
I got a peach.
Oh no.
And I cut a hole in it and I tried my best to remove the pit, which I was able to do, but that made it extra messy. And and I believe I took it upstairs.
Was this premeditated?
It's not like I'd been thinking about it all day. That, like, oh man, I can't wait to get home from school so I can fuck that peach. But I think it just kind of was spur of the moment. Like,
yeah, all my moments were spur of the moment, so I can understand. Yeah.
I'm gonna jerk it. That's for sure. But what if I had something that could jerk it for me?
Man, the cold peach worked for you?
Jeez. Well, hey, don't interrupt the story.
I'm sorry. Go on.
So
go
I got on. This peach, and I went upstairs, I believe into my mom's room.
Oh.
And because she had a TV. And I turned on MTV's The Grind. You remember that show?
The Grind, yeah.
That was Boner Central for me.
Oh, man.
Back in the day.
I've got stories about that. But
so I turned on MTV's The Grind, and I made sweet, sweet love to a peach.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great. It was
being cold, yeah.
Well, it had warmed up by then, but I mean, I think I remember it being cold when I pulled it out of the fridge. That's why I think it was in the fridge.
But then again, it's a peach.
But I didn't, had I been thinking about it, maybe I would have microwaved it or something. I don't know. But yeah, it wasn't that great. It was really, really messy.
Did you poke all the way through?
I think I had to.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, I think I would have been like stubbing my dick in the peach.
Well, I didn't know how big you were. I was hoping you'd say, no, I didn't. What are you talking about? And
one
I
inch.
Still don't.
1 inch.
To this day.
I have never fucked a peach since. It was just the one time.
Oh, in college, I tried to fuck a Faygo 4-gallon bottle. It's got the bigger hole. Yeah,
Faygo, for those who don't know, is a soda company.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that didn't work out. Even in Jesus Christ. I gotta stop. I'm out of control.
Oh, God. What's the last inanimate object you tried to fuck?
The last one.
And how recent was it?
I think I actually made, over all the years, I would use objects, but this time, I was in college. This was after the Faygo bottle. I made a device.
Really?
Yes.
What did you make it out of?
Cardboard tape, styrofoam. I think it was a Pringles bottle or a Pringles tin, and it didn't do the job. And after that, I kept making new things.
Did you have to like lube it up first? What would you do?
Yeah, that was the problem. I didn't have. Yeah, the next day I bought lotion.
Ah, but nice.
It still didn't.
Where would you keep this?
It was lying around.
Just hanging out. Yeah. Was this when you had your own place?
I had my own place.
Okay, so nobody's coming over to
find
you.
The studio apartment.
Did you ever have to hide it when I would come over? Or was this the old apartment?
By the time you came over, I gave up.
I was gone by then.
Yeah, just.
Your dreams had been shattered.
I went traditional.
Well, that's kind of a sad story.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever made a masturbation device. I haven't ever really needed one. And I can't think of anything else. I'm sure there are other deviant things I did when I was going through puberty, but I can't think of any others.
Oh, my God. There was another time. This is really bad. I shouldn't bring this up. I hope he's not listening. But I had a friend over to spend the night.
Uh-huh.
We were in the same bed. I couldn't help myself. We're just having a conversation. And I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, all right. And he's like, wait a minute, dude, are you jerking it? And I'm like, no way, what are you talking about? No. Yeah, I was totally jerking.
Why, you want to join in?
And I I didn't climax.
Oh,
that
you didn't finish?
No.
Once he caught you, you weren't like, well, I'm started. I got to keep going.
I wasn't thinking about him, for the record.
Well, good to know. I do believe that same time that I jerked it in the van on the way to Florida, I believe I probably jerked it in the hotel room when we got there, too. Which, and we would have had two beds. My mom and my sister would have been sharing one, and I had one. So I had the bed to myself, but they were right there. Actually, they were probably farther away from me there than they were in the van, so I guess that's not as bad.
That's not as bad. But
and they
still,
were both asleep,
still.
Unlike in the van, where at least my mom was awake.
Yeah.
Did you ever get caught?
I never got caught, no, never. Thank God.
I got caught once, but to this day, I'm not sure if my mom knew she caught me or not.
I don't know.
I was supposed to be cleaning my room.
Yeah, you were.
All of a sudden, she opened the door, and I had a blanket on. And I just kind of looked at her and was like, yeah. And she said whatever she needed to say. And
did
then
you
left.
Always use the blanket, like, for, you know, just in case?
No, not always.
That fear, like, I just somebody might come in.
I just happened to be using it.
I had the same problem. Nobody ever knocked on my door before they came in, so.
I didn't really get walked in on a lot. Like, I don't mean just doing that. Like, I never really worried about it because people didn't actually do that to me very often. But this one time, and I don't know, like, it's hard for me to say because I was paranoid. I'm not sure if she acted weird or not. That's the only time I can think of that I ever got caught.
You should ask her.
Yeah, we'll call her up. Next show.
Next show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most recent out of control thing, and it's not really that bad, but you ever drive home on the highway?
Oh, shit, I forgot about this. Go ahead.
Really? You do? Well, anyway, driving home on the highway, wherever I'm going, doesn't matter. I tend to whip it out and pass the time because normally.
Oh, really? You've done this multiple times. Multiple times. This is this is a pastime for you.
Yeah.
I've only done it once, and it was broad daylight.
The first time I did it, I was on cruise control going about 80 because it was at night and I'm coming home from my hometown, and it's an hour drive between my hometown and where we live now.
Right.
And it's a boring drive, and I figured, why not? I'll pass the time. And I'm going 80 on cruise control, and I passed a cop, and my pants were down to my knees. The first time. The other times after that, I just whip it out.
I was pretty much just unzip.
The first time I brought the pants down.
Yeah, I've only done that once, and I really just did it out of curiosity, not because I had to do it or anything.
It's naughty, man. It's forbidden. I figured, why not?
I just kind of liked the idea of being able to say I'd done it, which I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about it until...
Does that make
I
me fucked up? I don't know.
Like, I don't know how many months later. So, you guys, have you ever masturbated while driving home on the highway? And then, surprisingly, you said, yeah.
I've done it, yeah. We've got another friend I know for sure that's done it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure every guy's done it. And if you haven't, you got to try it. It's awesome.
You should try it. You're not a man until you've jerked off on the highway. Yeah. All right. Well, you may remember last week I was talking about losing weight, not wanting to be fat. And I mentioned the Slim Fast diet.
Yeah, the Slim Fast diet. Yeah.
I still haven't started it, and I still haven't gotten a scale and weighed myself yet. I'm probably gaining weight still, but I had an idea for Slim Fast, kind of a marketing idea, because I was thinking about it, and I've bought Slim Fast in the past, time ago.
Yeah.
And it's always kind of embarrassing. Like, it's kind of like buying condoms, you know, like you're technically being responsible. If anything, people should be patting you on the back.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's embarrassing to do it. Like, you got to buy something else to go with it just so you don't like, oh, I actually came here for this pack of gum and these toenail clippers.
Yeah, you can't go in and buy just Slim Fast.
Yeah. I didn't come in for this. I came in for the toenail clippers, but I saw this on the shelf. It was an impulse buy, you know. So I had this idea to make it more appealing, especially to a younger audience. I think that they should take Slim Fast and put it in like a skinnier, taller can, like an energy drink, and, you know, go extreme with it. You know, they can get like extreme sports figures to endorse it. They can put like Shaun White on the can, you know, and they'll make it like a black can with like neon green lettering. It says extreme, spelled X-T-R-E-M-E.
Yeah.
I think that would help improve their...
It's never going to happen.
Well... But Slim Fast, if you're listening, you can have that idea.
Yeah, that'd make it less shameful, I guess.
I'd be excited about buying it.
You'd almost seem cooler showing up with, you know, extreme Slim Fast.
And they could make, like, extreme flavors, like electric grape. It'd be like a purple Slim Fast.
Yeah. Even back in the day when I was a fucking twig, I used to pound Slim Fast. It was so good.
We all know that you and eating... have a long and ridiculous past.
Yeah.
Well, fine. I mean, maybe it's a bad idea. We'll see. I'm going to email it to Slim Fast.
I think it's a great idea.
All right. Well, if you don't like my Slim Fast idea, how about this? Man admits having sex with 1,000 cars. A man who claims to have had sex with 1,000 cars has defended his romantic feelings towards vehicles.
You're going to love this.
I didn't want to read any news stories, but I think I have to.
For
the quotes alone.
Brace yourself.
Edward Smith, who lives with his current girlfriend, a white Volkswagen Beetle named Vanilla, insisted that he was not sick and had no desire to change his ways. And this is a quote. I appreciate beauty, and I go a little bit beyond appreciating the beauty of a car, only to the point of what I feel is an expression of love, he said. Maybe I'm a little bit off the wall, but when I see movies like Herbie and Knight Rider, where cars become lovable, huggable characters, it's just wonderful. I'm a romantic. I write poetry about cars. I sing to them and talk to them, just like a girlfriend. I know what's in my heart and I have no desire to change. He added, I'm not sick and I don't want to hurt anyone. Cars are just my preference. Mr. Smith, 57, first had sex with a car at age 15 and claims he has never been attracted to women or men. But his wandering eye has spread beyond cars to other vehicles. He says that his most intense sexual experience was making love to the helicopter from 1980s TV hit Airwolf. As well as vanilla, he regularly spends time with his other vehicles. A 1973 Opel GT named Cinnamon and a 1993 Ford Ranger Splash named Ginger. Before vanilla, he had a 5-year relationship with Victoria, a 1969 VW Beetle he bought from a family of Jehovah's Witnesses. But he confesses that many of the cars he's had sex with have belonged to strangers or car showrooms. His last relationship with a woman was 12 years ago, and he could not bring himself to consummate it. Although he did have sex with girls in his younger days.
Sure he did.
Mr. Smith, from Washington State in the U.S., kept quiet about his secret fetish for years, but agreed to be interviewed as part of a Channel 5 documentary into mechaphilia. He is shown meeting other enthusiasts at a rally in California. Talking about how his unusual passion developed, Mr. Smith said, "It's something that grew as a part of me when I was a kid, and I just couldn't shake it. I just loved cute cars right from the beginning, but over the years it got stronger once I got into my teenage years and was having my first sexual urges. When I turned 13 and the famous Corvette Stingray came about, that car was pure sex and just an incredible machine. I wanted it." "I didn't fully understand it myself, except that I know I'm not hurting anyone and I do not intend to." He added, "There are moments way out there in the middle of nowhere when I see a little car parked and I swear it needs loving. There have been certain cars that attracted me, and I would wait until nighttime, creep up to them, and just hug and kiss them." "As far as women go, they never really interested me much. And I'm not gay." Mr. Smith is now part of a global community of more than 500 car lovers, car lovers in quotes, brought together by internet forums. Now, what I find interesting about this is that they don't make any mention of how exactly he makes love to cars.
Oh, Christ.
And I... Does he put it in the tailpipe? Does he...
Yeah,
the, what is he... Does he just rub up against it? Does he dip it in the gas tank?
The
what
gas
does he
tank,
do?
Yeah. Oh, Edward Smith.
And they also make no mention of how he was able to get access to the helicopter from Airwolf and why he was allowed to have sex with it.
For all we know, he might have been watching it on TV, but... Jesus.
No, he said, doesn't he say? He says he does made love to the helicopter from Airwolf.
He says, yeah, direct quote. We should see this guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's this little tiny short dude standing next to Herbie the Love Bug in the picture that goes with the article.
Look at those sideburns. Oh, man. Little skull cap on. Yeah.
I guess he's right. He's not hurting anybody, but...
Well, let's not debate this. Let's make fun of him. Jesus. And I thought I was bad.
Well, you are bad. You masturbated.
No more.
You masturbated standing over a room full of sleeping people. He just has sex with cars. There are no victims in his crimes.
That's true, yeah. Jesus. Oh, and I'm not gay.
Yeah, I love that part. Hey, Jesus. I'm not gay, just for the record. I ain't a faggot or anything. I just like cars. What's wrong with that?
Making love to strangers' cars.
I like the part about seeing a little car on the side of the road and thinking it needs loving.
I'd love to have this guy as a drinking buddy.
Oh, man. He's got to have some stories.
So what'd you do today?
He has got to have some stories. He would have been good to have in this episode.
Oh, man.
When was the first time you ever masturbated? Well, I was playing with my Hot Wheels cars. You know that little loop-de-loop? Man.
Yeah. Well, what else we got? We got another story here. Oh, the Go Girl.
Oh, the Go Girl. Yeah.
Go Girl.
This is nice. The Go Girl is a device that allows women to urinate standing up, which is something that I'm sure...
Yeah, they made it at first for women that had pelvic problems. But
yeah, well, it was intended to aid people who couldn't sit down to go to the bathroom, but now they're thinking of marketing it to women on the go. And I don't know where these women on the go are going to go, because they don't have urinals in the ladies' bathroom. I mean, you can pee standing up into a toilet, but it seems like it'd be just as easy to drop your pants.
Yeah. Well, girls are... They're tedious, and, you know, they got to put the toilet paper down on the toilet seat.
I guess, but where are you carrying
this
thing?
Some of them hover.
I have to... Well, okay, let's describe the device. The device is a small pink canister with a funnel attachment.
Wait a minute. Okay, it's a can. So they pee into it, and then they got to dispose of it later?
I don't think so.
It's a canister?
Well, maybe. But I got the impression that it was more like a...
Like you go to the bathroom, you're...
You go through a funnel and point the other end of it in the toilet.
Yeah, and you pee into the funnel and it goes into the toilet.
If it's just a canister you can pee in, that doesn't even have anything to do with enabling women to pee standing up.
Yeah.
If that's all it is, then they could just squat over the toilet.
Well, most of them do, yeah. You got your hoverers.
I guess.
Most girls I know hover.
I don't know. I don't really ask.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a dumb idea. why would a woman ever, aside from the women with the pelvic problems, why would a woman ever need to pee standing up? It's just, all it does is make things more complicated.
It's
now you gotta,
right.
Now you got to carry this pee device around in your purse. And, I mean, I guess you can wash it off, but that's just going to take extra. It's supposed to be for women on the go. It's supposed to save time, but now you got to wash it off. Either that or put this thing with pee all over it back in your purse. It's taking up space. Doesn't seem like a very good idea to me at all. Ladies, listen, I'm all about gender equality. But you don't see me walking around with a can of ragu in my pants because I wish I could menstruate. I don't understand. Why do you even want to pee standing up? It's convenient for us because we have a hose coming out of our pelvis. It's not convenient for you because for you to pee standing up would mean peeing all over your legs.
Yeah.
You'd have to straddle the toilet. It's not more convenient to shove a funnel up against your snatch and pee into the funnel and have that trickle into the toilet. Yeah, just fucking sit down. Take a load off. Take a break. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You ever? But most girls, you know, they go to the bathroom and they're waiting in line for God knows how long. So maybe this could be a good thing.
It's not going to speed things up because, you know, they're going to go because they still have stalls. They don't have urinals in ladies' bathrooms. Yeah. So they're going to go into the stall. They're going to close the door. They're going to hang their purse on the little hook. They're going to dig through their purse for their little go girl. They're going to pull it out, pull their pants down, get it all situated. Make sure it's in the right spot because you don't want to be dripping all over the place. And then they're going to go to the bathroom like they normally would. Then they're going to have to shake it off, make sure it's not dripping everywhere, and carefully grab their purse with their other hand,
yeah.
Go back out, then they're going to have to wash it off, then they're going to have to wash their hands, put it back in their purse. First, they're going to have to dry it before they put it in their purse because they don't want it to get their purse all wet.
Right, I got.
If anything, it's going to take more time.
I got the point, yeah.
Women are retarded.
Women are bitches.
You know what? Actually, I'm not about gender equality. Women are stupid.
Preach it.
Women are stupid. I think we should take the right to vote back. Black people can keep it. Women got to give it back. That means black women too. All women.
Enough racism.
No, that's not racism. I said they can keep it. Black people can have the right to vote. I don't see anything wrong with that. But I think we should take it back from women.
What, you said black?
I said that means black women too.
All right.
I wanted to be specific because I said black people can keep the vote.
Ah, gotcha.
Well, I meant black men.
All right. Enough about the go-girl. What else we got?
All right, let's talk about pride. You got white pride, black pride, gay pride, Asian pride, American pride, Southern pride. All these fuckers want a pat on the back for shit that they had nothing to do with, and they form communities about it, and they have parades and rallies. Take gay pride, for example. If they want us to believe, and I do believe, that it's something they're born with, something they can't help, then why are they going around calling themselves proud of it as if it's some accomplishment of theirs? Like somehow they were striving to love dick and they accomplished it and they need to have a fucking parade to celebrate it. I'm not proud of my attraction to vaginas. I just can't help it. In fact, if there was a switch that I could turn to turn it off, I probably would, because it's kind of a waste of time and it takes up a lot more space in my brain than I would like. And you got white
pride.
Tell
me about it.
White pride. There's nothing worse about being proud of being white than there is about being proud of being black, except for the fact that white pride has become associated with racism. So not only is it retarded to begin with just to be proud of being white because you didn't do that, but on top of that, they've just completely redefined the word in that particular instance and ruined it for everyone else who wanted to be a douchebag proud of their heritage. Black pride, that one I understand a little bit more than white pride just because they were the minority group and they felt the need to bolster themselves. But even so, it's still nothing to be proud of. You're just a dude with dark skin and you didn't do that. You were just born that way.
That's right.
Asian pride is the same thing. American pride is even sillier to me. Unless you're like an immigrant and you migrated here and you chose the U.S. because you love it, then I guess you can put a "these colors don't run" bumper sticker on your car if you want to.
These colors don't run.
if you were born here, then you didn't do that. That has nothing to do with you. You just happened to be born here. But I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm not gay. And I won't respect the rights of others to be fucking gay. And I proudly stand up next to you and oppress minorities. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. I don't fucking know.
My ideal American is some white bastard on a fucking Amigo hover around on an escalator with an American flag and a fucking cigar and a cheeseburger. Now that's an American.
A fucking American flag t-shirt with 72 stars just because they had to fill the extra space because he's such a fat ass. I don't know. What do you think? Are you proud to be an American? Are you proud of anything that is not your doing?
Never. Never. You bring up a very good point.
Have you ever thought about it before?
Like, always, yeah. I'm engaged to a minority.
I'm engaged to a minority. He's engaged to a Bosnian. They are a minority, but they're not one of the
fucking minority.
They're not one of the popular minorities.
The non-existent, yeah. I'm engaged to a foreigner, and she... You know, she's gone through rough times. She went, grew up in Bosnia when they had the civil war, and moved to Germany, lived there for a while, came here, and things are much better. So she's proud to be here. But me, you know, you and I, we had no choice. We were forced into it. So for us to stand next to her and go, yeah, we're proud, is a fucking joke.
Yeah, I could leave, I guess. And I guess in that sense, I kind of have a choice in the matter, but I didn't choose to be here. And I'm not proud of being, I was born in Texas, which is another state that's very proud.
Oh, I bet.
There are a lot of very proud people in Texas, and I am not proud to have been born in Texas. It's kind of neat, I guess, because we live in Michigan. And so like when people ask, where were you born? And everybody says, oh, I was born in Lansing, or I was born in Grand Rapids, and I say I was born in Fort Worth, Texas. It's kind of neat, I guess, because it's different, but I don't give a shit where I was born. What difference does it make?
What's that Texas shirt you have?
Oh, don't mess with Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have one that says Big Texas State Fair or something like that.
Oh, purely sarcasm.
People from Texas, I don't even know. I just don't understand the whole proud to be what I happen to be. Like, if you could have chosen, if you were some kind of ethereal force before you were born and you could have chosen what to be, are you positive you would have chosen to be what you are?
Yeah.
If you're a gay black dude, not that there's anything wrong with either of those things, but it would be easier to be a heterosexual white dude. Are you sure you wouldn't have picked the heterosexual white dude?
Yeah, given the choice, everybody would probably be white.
And if you think you would have picked the heterosexual white dude, why are you so fucking proud? It has nothing to do with you. It's like being proud to have an innie belly button or an outie belly button. Like, it just happened. You didn't do that. And nobody is proud of one of those things that I'm aware of. It's like being... Well, actually, I bet there are people who are proud of being this, but it's like being proud of being left-handed.
Left-handed?
I know there are, actually, because my dad is kind of... Like, he smiles when he talks about being left-handed. He's left-handed.
Like, yeah.
Because he's in the minority, and it makes him special. He once told me that there was some kind of... Somebody told him, he read an article or something, that people who are left-handed are more likely to be artistic, which I think is probably bullshit.
Bullshit.
But he's so proud of it because he's different. I guess it comes down to two things, or maybe three things. It comes down to either being something that's different, so you're proud of it because it's neat, because it's unique, or at some point you were oppressed or you still are being oppressed, and you feel the need to bolster your community. You feel the need to say, hey, we're okay. But you can say, hey, we're okay, we're normal, we're just like everybody else, without saying, I'm so fucking proud of myself for fucking dudes in the ass, and I'm going to have a parade about it. I'm going to dress up in a Speedo and oil myself down and march through the streets to show all you fuckers that there's nothing weird about me. Well, actually, that's all that's going to do is show everybody that there is something weird about you. Because normal people don't parade around the streets in a Speedo, grabbing other dudes' junk. Big fucking palm fronds fanning each other and flowers everywhere.
Well, to put it in a realistic perspective, you know, the Ku Klux Klan and their parades, being a dumbass.
The problem with them is that they're not, they claim to be white pride. White pride, we're proud to be white. Well, if you were proud to be white, that'd be stupid. But it wouldn't be a problem. I'd be annoyed with you, but you wouldn't be a problem. But that's not what their thing is. They're not proud to be white. They're proud to be white, and everybody else is a douchebag.
Yeah.
Everybody else is a heathen, scoundrel. Y'all need to be fucking dealt with. Fucking foreigners need to get off our land. What they fail to realize is that it's not their land. They weren't here first. If anything, the Native Americans should be kicking them out, but might makes right. Well, okay, might makes right. All right, all right, all right. So you came in, you kicked their asses, and they were pussies, so you won. You won the land. All right, but you don't seem to go for that when, say, a black dude knocks over a 7-Eleven and wanders off with the cash. Might makes right. He came in and he took what he needed to take. But now you're mad, and that's why we need them out of our country. Well, he just came in and he pillaged just like you guys did.
That's true.
And that's not to say that only black dudes rob 7-Elevens. That's just to make my point.
I was about to say.
I'm sure Indians rob 7-Eleven too.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, I just don't understand why anybody's proud of something that they didn't do. I don't give a shit about being white. I don't give a shit about being a dude. I don't give a shit about being a heterosexual. And I don't give a shit if you're black, red, yellow. I don't give a shit if you're gay, bi. I don't even give a shit if you like to have sex with cars. Just don't be proud of it.
Exactly. So bottom line, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you. You. Guy. Proud man. Fuck you, pride dude. I hate you and your dumb proud self being all prideful.
Oh.
Priding around with your pride. Douchebag. Why am I still doing the white supremacist voice?
I don't know.
And now for something completely retarded.
I'm gonna shotgun a beer. Fuck it. Fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. I got the knife in my hand.
And the beer. Oh,
you are this gonna, better go well.
You're going to cut yourself. He's holding the knife. He is grabbing the knife like a baseball bat right around the blade.
Oh,
he's
God.
Not even holding the handle. It's a big fucking, like, it's like a butcher knife.
And I might short out all the electrical equipment. Here goes nothing. Ah!
Jesus Christ. Oh, there he goes. We're off to the races. This is going to be the most boring audio. Drink it, faggot. Oh, now he's widening the hole. Oh, there we go. Wow. And he's done. Congratulations, Orion.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Whoa! Whoa!
Well, I guess that about does it for today on I Just Had a Terrible Thought. Send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Drop by our blog at www.IJustHadATerribleThought.com. Leave us a comment. Send us some hate mail. Tell us how retarded this show was. Whatever.